was our maiden church, Marange, and we were a group of people from civil society organizations which fall under NAMGO. But there were also a number of civil society organizations which are not affiliated to NAMGO. There were also a lot of media houses, both the private and the public media. And our brief was to just go and assess the mining operations at the four concessions in Marange, that is Mbada Diamonds, Anjin, DMC, and Marange Resources. And because of time, we could not really explore Anjin because we went there a bit late and they had closed down. So we had to tour the plants of Mbada, Marange, and DMC. We spoke with the management. We inspected the entire production chain and also the security systems in these particular mining concessions. We had time to ask questions, seek clarifications on a number of issues.
So what were your impressions?
Yeah, my impression is that as of the infrastructure that we saw and the security that we saw there, I think it was very impressive. But I should also add to say we did not obtain mine-level data as on the volume of production and what has been achieved so far in terms of revenue collection or profit-making. There was no information. It seems that that information could only be obtained from the head office of the head offices of the companies mining there. There was also a very big impression on us with regard to corporate social responsibility, especially with Marange Resources. I think they've got a bigger engagement with the families that have been affected by their operations. To date, they've, according to their statistics, about 301 students for whom they're paying school fees. And they also have some interns and people on apprenticeship with them, which was quite impressive. But also there is a need to consult the people and hear what really they want rather than simply deciding that we think they need school fees, we think they need food handouts. I think it's a recommendation that we made that they need to consult extensively with the affected people before they can give out any assistance, which may be very good, but I think there is need for the people to have an input.
What about on the issue of other affected families?
Our recommendation is that these families need to be relocated as a matter of urgency, because what we witnessed yesterday is that there are families which are still living in the diamond fields, which are fenced, and some of the homesteads have been partitioned. Part of the homestead now belong to Mbada Diamonds, another section of the homestead now belong to Marange Resources. And given that the diamond field has become a high security area, it is no longer safe for these people to live there. It becomes kind of an open prison where they no longer have the freedom of movement, the freedom of association. That is a big cause for concern. So our recommendation was that rather than tormenting them mentally by living in an area where they live in fear and they can be caught up in a crossfire, say, the guards are chasing artisanal miners, and they find a young man who is heading cattle, that those people can be caught in the crossfire. So that is a big cause for concern, which we recommended that they need to relocate these people as a matter of urgency so that they can regain their freedom.
What about the foreigners who are also working there at the mines?
Yeah, we failed to reach Anjin in time, so we don't really know the staff composition, but from the research that we've done in Center for Research and Development, I think there are more than 300 Chinese nationals working at Anjin plant. With regard to Diamond Mining Corporation, there's quite a big number of Lebanese officials there, and this is a joint venture between the ZMDC and the Lebanese company, and we were informed that each part of the joint venture has got some slots for personnel in management, and some of the positions for ZMDC are yet to be filled. But from what we heard and from what we saw, it seems that the Lebanese have filled all their positions, And again, we recommended that the Zimbabwe government ought to ensure that all the slots allocated to Zimbabwe have to be filled with immediate effect so that we have good representation there. Otherwise, it's similar to a football match where you have got Dynamos playing Highlanders, and Dynamos starts the match with 7 players, and the Highlanders starts with 11 players. And Dynamos says, some of our players will join us at the half time, and I think that's not what we want to see.
And understand that the civic groups also were concerned with the fact that the people who addressed you during this tour were predominantly Lebanese people.
Yeah, concerns were raised, and this is when we were informed that this is a joint venture, and the government of Zimbabwe should second people to certain positions reserved for Zimbabwe. And the Lebanese have done their part, and by default, they were the ones who were addressing us because they filled all their positions which they should fill. So we discussed this with certain DC officials, and we were informed that some of the appointments have already been made. It's only that they were not in the field yesterday. They were traveled. But still, it was agreed that there were some positions which are yet to be filled. And we were concerned a little bit that it was predominantly Lebanese people who were taking questions from us. Otherwise, we also wanted the part of the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation to also take up some questions.
So since this was your first official visit to Marange, what is your takeaway from all this?
I say in terms of infrastructure, it's beautiful. But in civil society, what we've been fighting for is not the state-of-the-art infrastructure for mining. It's good to have that. It means that there is accelerated productivity in Marange. So now we go to the other end to say, what is the nation receiving? So we were impressed with the infrastructure, with the security in place, but we would be even be more happy if we realize that the accelerated productivity that we witnessed in Marange is translating into revenue collection by central government. So part of the question has been answered, and now we need to look at the issues of transparency and accountability to ensure that what we saw in Marange yesterday translates into material wealth for the Zimbabwean people.
So is Zimbabwe meeting the requirements of the Kimberley process, and what about the issue of human rights?
Yeah, with regard to the Kimberley process minimum standards, like I said earlier on, what we were simply looking at was the process. It was simply the technical monitoring in terms of security, safety, health, and the transparency within the production chain in Marange. And in terms of that, I think we were all satisfied that they've met the Kimberley process minimum standards. The equipment which is in Marange, I think it's state-of-the-art equipment. I don't think we were left with any doubts as to their capacity to mine. However, there is need also to be more transparent with mine level data as to like the volume of production per day, per month, per year, the projected revenue collection in 2012 per each company. I think that is very, very critical for us as civil society to know. And with regard to human rights, our visit yesterday was very technical. We did not speak with the community. We did not speak with the artisanal miners. We only inspected the process of production, like from the area where the alluvial soil is dug up, how it is transferred to the processing plant, how it is sorted. These are the things that we've been looking at. The human rights issue remains a very important subject to us as civil society. We will continue investigating, researching, documenting any cases of human rights violations and present them to the Zimbabwe government. If we come across people that have been beaten, mauled by dogs, it's our responsibility, it's our mandate as civil society to ensure that Zimbabwe is a country that upholds the rule of law. And we also made it very clear to the companies yesterday that they need to observe the rule of law. If any person has been caught on the wrong side of the law, panning or trespassing in Marange, the country has got laws which must be respected. People have to be arrested, handed over to the law enforcement agents, not for the sake of being tortured or being beaten, but for the sake of the law to take its course.
So what happens next?
What we will do next is we are going to meet the Minister of Mines and raise the issues that we noted yesterday. Also, we are going to compile our report, which we will submit to the Kimberley Process Certification Scheme in June.